This Rich Eisen Show podcast is sponsored by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and maybe even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Seasons change. Why not your tech? Upgrade now during the Dell Technologies Summer Sale event and save on select PCs like the XPS 16 powered by Intel Core processors. You'll be able to bring your most intensive projects to life with built-in AI, minimalistic design, immersive visuals, and cinematic audio. When you shop online at Dell.com/deals, you'll have access to exceptional tech and electronics, plus free shipping on everything. Amazing prices await you for a limited time only at Dell.com/deals. That's Dell.com/deals.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
First up for you, Anthony Michael Hall, celebrity true or false.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
You try to sneak onto the vacation set just to watch Beverly D'Angelo's nude scene.
Guilty as charged. Miss D'Angelo was topless and I was 14 and I was on set somehow. Just bird dogging from a corner.
Earlier on the show, ESPN NBA reporter Brian Windhorst. Coming up, MLB Network analyst Kevin Millar, author and actor Michael Richards, and now it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number two of this Where in the World is Aaron Rodgers edition of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. That's how we came on the air in hour number one, just 1 hour ago, fresh off the news that the Jets announced that there is an inexcused absence by their star. Must have, gotta have him quarterback today. And he's at an event that's very important to him, is what Robert Saleh said. And everybody's guessing where he is today. Wherever he is, it's not in public, at least not yet. Wherever he is, it's not on the East Coast.
Sure he'll let us know where he is.
I don't think so.
Explain everything.
I
don't know.
I think it's kind of obvious he's at another darkness retreat. Has anyone checked?
I don't know. The question is like, why does it have to be, of all the days, on a mandatory minicamp day? Whatever it is, the Jets could not paper it over or excuse it. That whatever it is something they had no choice but to say publicly, not on our watch. Because I guess they have to set those rules for their players. And whatever it is, they had to basically tell the rest of the locker room, this is not excusable. Now, Hassan Reddick has a contract dispute. So we're waiting to hear on all this front. And again, my opinion is that it won't matter when the rubber meets the road, but it will be the first New York sports media moment for Rodgers. The next one will be if he throws 3 interceptions in a game. You know, to lose. He didn't have any of them last year because, you know, he only played 4 snaps. So, keeping an eye on that. Meanwhile, the New York Giants quarterback situation, they had their mini camp going down. And they are purposefully leaving Daniel Jones out of team drills. They're purposefully sitting him down to say, let's get you back on the field when it's time for training camp. This was their head coach, Brian Daboll, about Daniel Jones's readiness coming back from a blown out knee and a neck injury from last year.
No, I think we'll keep him out of team drills, continue the rehab process. He's really right on point with where he needs to be. But in terms of the team, we'll keep him out here in the next few days and get him ready to go for training camp.
With this expectation camp coming, is that he'll be fully geared for that training camp? So.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, he's rehabbing. He's right where he needs to be, and we'll give him another month here. But, you know, he's making progress.
Daniel Jones himself spoke minutes ago to the point where we do not have the sound bites yet. The sound, as they say in our business.
So I will just tell you, based on the quotes from Dan Salamone, or Salamone, the senior managing editor of Giants.com. The Giants are reposting this into our Twitter feed, at Rich Eisen Show. Daniel Jones says the knee feels, quote, really good. He's feeling, quote, unquote, sharper and, quote, unquote, cleaner with his cuts. Full quote, I expect to be ready to go first day of training camp. So, the team that had J.J. McCarthy in their sights in the draft and passed him up from Malik Nabers, who Daniel Jones called, quote, unquote, a tremendous weapon today.
I think that's putting it lightly.
He can do everything.
Yep.
Says Daniel Jones.
Watched a few LSU games.
And I guess they're just giving Daniel Jones one more bite at the Big Apple. Because he's on the roster. He's not going to get cut. This is the last year for him to be, this is winner go home time. Speaking of cut, it's you know what cutting time for him in New York City. And on the Overreaction Monday podcast that Chris Brockman and I recorded yesterday, TJ Jefferson, and I know you've got lots going on in your life and you perhaps have not yet listened to the episode of Overreaction Monday.
Being a little disrespectful, but the truth, I haven't listened to it yet, but I'll get to it today.
I appreciate that. But I'm bringing up to you, for the purposes of this conversation, that the item that he threw out for bids on yesterday's pod that you can listen to or all you podcasts are acquired.
Was a ping pong table?
No, sir. He said that the Giants will not finish last place in the NFC East. Your thoughts on that subject matter?
I mean, look, it's possible. I know for a fact who's not going to finish last for sure. So that leaves three other teams.
That would be Dallas. You're not going to go there. And I don't think Philadelphia is a last place team.
Philly's a last place team.
So he's basically saying the Washington Commanders will have troublesome first season.
Sounds like to me. So
with Dan Quinn at the helm with a rookie quarterback.
All the Washington football team fans come after that guy.
Put up the Giants schedule, if you don't mind. I made Chris go through the win-loss game of the Giants.
I randomly ended up playing win-loss game for the Giants yesterday.
And what did you say they finished up? You had them give them 11 wins.
I don't even remember. I think I blacked out.
You had 11 wins?
11-6.
He did.
And here's my reasoning.
With as much as you are not a fan of Daniel Jones?
Exactly. And I did say that while I was doing it. There are teams every single year we do not see coming.
Facts.
There are teams we're not even talking about in the offseason. There are teams that we fully on just expect to be terrible and have a top five pick. I think the Giants are one of those teams right now. We think the coach is on the hot seat. We think that, I'm just using the collective we. We think that Daniel Jones isn't very good and that they screwed up not taking McCarthy, right?
I don't know about that. I don't think you could say that that's the collective we saying that.
I think that's more than 50% of the media and fan bases think that.
The collective we would, for their quarterback situation, I'm just throwing out McCarthy there because I'm biased because I know what the kid can do.
Or trade up.
They were unable to affect a quarterback change that I think we, and I'm using the royal one, believe they wanted to affect if they could. But they couldn't. They didn't. And their best case option for sure is to run it back with Daniel Jones and see how it goes and see how it may go without, you know, Sterling Shepard, who's talking today about how super fun it is to play with Baker Mayfield again down there in Tampa. Darren Waller retired, although I'm sure a lot of Giants fans say he never really showed up for them anyway. Devin Singletary's talking about how he can be as great a weapon as Saquon. Like, a lot of things you're going to have to hit. But the one thing that I would say to you to sort of back your play a little bit here is Brian Burns is going to show everybody in the National Football League, because people now pay attention to New York Giants more than Carolina Panthers, with all due respect. You know, that's how guys who wind up performing well on defensive lines sell Subway sandwiches. I think Victor Cruz is still doing the salsa off of his time with the Giants.
And also, just look at the last few seasons, right? Teams kind of nowhere. No one thought the Texans were going to win 10 games. No one thought the Vikings were going to win 13.
I get you, but it's interesting.
The Titans 12.
But it's interesting you choose the Giants as that being one of your teams there.
Oh, I don't know.
Because they did.
They made a few moves that were.
They did have a playoff season 2 years ago.
They did improve their team over last year.
You think so, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
They got maybe the best receiver in the draft.
They just need to start fast.
They acquired one of the best pass rushers in the league. They need to start fast. They got a tough start.
They got it. They got to make Sam Darnold, when he comes in week one, because we're assuming it with the Vikings, to see some MetLife ghosts. Okay. And then go to the Commanders and say, okay, we've got Daniel Jones and Brian Burns and Kayvon Thibodeau, and that defense buzzing around, and it's going to be a long-ass day for Jaden Daniels, and what is going to be, let me make sure about this, it is going to be his home debut in FedEx. And then they're going to have to go to Cleveland before the Dallas Cowboys, who have done nothing, and that's an Amazon Prime game on a Thursday night to close out the first month of the season. The Dallas Cowboys have done nothing but spank-a-lanka-lanka, to use a Michael Irvin phrase, the New York Giants, and shut them out, too.
We're going to spank.
That's the last time Dallas went into MetLife, right, is they shut them out in week one. So the Giants need to start fast. Of course, I'm circling that game in Munich on NFL Network at Carolina. So we'll see how it goes. But that's interesting. Check out Overreaction one day, wherever you can get your podcasts. And now bringing to what we call the feature show. The
flagship show.
Overreaction Monday on a Tuesday. Hit it.
That was terrible.
That was crap. That was garbage.
This place sucks.
Overreaction
Mondays.
Monday. On a Tuesday.
There it is. Okay, what do you got over there, Chris?
On a Tuesday. Guys, how you doing? Everybody good?
I'm great.
What up, mate?
Hey. Jay Felly?
Hey, what's
great
up?
Great to see you.
Hey, you too.
Hey, it's a big, big news in the sports world this morning. Madden cover announced. It's Christian McCaffrey. Uh-oh. The Madden curse is going to bite McCaffrey and the Niners this season.
The Madden curse? What are you talking about?
I'm talking about the Madden curse is going to bite McCaffrey and the Niners this season.
Did Josh Allen get hurt?
Is long and just how did he do in the playoffs?
He made the divisional round in the playoffs this year. He finished the final eight. You know,
no, I missed that. I missed that parade, and then gave the Chiefs
their biggest scare in the AFC playoffs. Didn't get hurt. Before that, it was Brady and Mahomes together. How'd they do? They're doing all right. They're doing okay. Lamar Jackson in 21, Mahomes in 20.
Didn't finish the season.
How about Antonio Brown was on the cover of Madden 19?
Oh, went crazy after that.
I don't know about any curse.
I mean, Peyton Hillis was trending today. That's all you need to know.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah, yeah.
Ask all the other guys how it went for them. Mike Vick, McNabb, Marshall.
It's not going to bite him.
This is bad. McCaffrey and his people should have been like, hey, Christian, we're coming to you.
That's old
and we
school.
Want you to be on you the know, Madden. And dude. He should have said, no, absolutely not. Keep me away from that thing.
I saw a story today, and they were breaking it down year by year. And over the last 10 seasons, only 30% of the cover athletes, 3 out of 10, have been cursed.
That will get, if it's Major League Baseball, get
Hall
someone in the Hall of Fame.
It's Hall of Fame. Right?
I know
Hall
that would
fame.
Be his pushback.
In the beginning, it was way worse.
This is as old
Madden
as
this. Back.
You remember Sports Illustrated had a cover jinx, too?
Yeah.
That was real.
Oh, that was real.
Oh, my God.
Look, me and Brockman, we
had some.
You don't believe in any of this stuff?
Yeah, you know what? I don't.
None
I don't believe. I
none of it. You don't believe in none of it.
0.0.
The SI cover jinx was real.
Nothing.
Me?
Nothing.
Zero.
Me taking a photograph with the Larry O'Brien trophy on this desk.
Your whole team got hurt.
Had nothing to do with it.
Your whole team got injured after that.
By the way, John Monaco, who's pushing the buttons right now, refused to take a picture with the cup because the Rangers could get jinxed. How'd that work out for you, John? Don't you want to have a photograph with yourself with the cup?
He got too close to it. That's
how did that work? How'd that work?
He got too close.
Oh, taking a photograph of the cup himself.
He should have stayed. He was in too close
proximity. He should have zoomed in. He should have zoomed in.
Should have let me
take the picture.
No, he shouldn't have been
Oh, no,
come
but
out
even
here.
That being on his camera roll would be a problem.
Obviously, Rick,
you guys,
we had no
so...
picture of the Larry O'B.
And look what's
two wins from 18, guys.
Look, the proof is in the pudding.
Zero
okay?
to do
pudding,
with it.
And there's the proof.
All I'm saying is don't draft McCaffrey
in fantasy.
All right,
overreaction. What else?
Yeah, let me get him.
What else? Exactly.
Rich, you just mentioned this guy. It's weird. There's actually two players with the same name. A Josh Allen will win player of the year this year.
I like it.
A Josh Allen.
Hey, just either one.
We'll win player of the year this year.
What do you mean? A offensive or defensive player of the year?
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
A Josh Allen.
Oh, you know what? Just for fun, I'll say this is good. I'll accept this.
I can feel it.
And I'll tell you what. You want to do what's more likely?
Might be the defensive.
It's the guy on the right.
Defensive Josh Allen.
The defensive Josh Allen.
Even though I love the guy on the
right. He's so good.
I'm not a better, but I'd say even money on either one of them, right?
But I'll say it. Just a guy from Jacksonville is going to have to get more sacks than a guy from Pittsburgh or a guy from the Raider Nation or a guy from
New York, maybe?
For sure. Or Myles Garrett, you know.
Yeah,
guy from Dallas.
Sure. Dallas. There's a lot of great defenders, is what we're saying.
I mean, I guess in Jacksonville, you gotta do plus two, plus three. Like just lap the field.
Probably need 20.
But he could do it. So I'll go for it. Good one, Chris. Yeah, I like it.
Right at that moment, as you were saying all that, the thought popped into my head of could NBA players play football and vice versa. And I just thought, if I'm an NBA player and I'm running a slant and Josh Allen comes and de-cleats me, I'm going right back to the court.
Right back.
And by the way, either of the Josh Allen.
Yes. I don't want to.
Because if Josh Allen just threw an interception and he's coming for it.
Both big dudes.
Neither guy.
I don't want to get hit by either of those guys.
What else?
All right. This one, last NFL one, and then we'll kind of shift gears. The story of the day. It's going to be Aaron Rodgers' last season in the NFL this year.
Why would you say that? Like, what gives you the indication?
He has everything else on his mind other than football. It seems like all the time.
Well, I can't. We're not around him. We're not around him. But you know he's got his mind on, you know, the pharmaceutical companies and what happened in 2020 and what you know, the ballot box in 2024 for his guy, his candidate or whatever. I mean, he's a man with a lot of interest. He's got a lot of lanes.
A lot of interest.
It's just like whatever the reason why he's not in the lane exiting the turnpike or whatever route he takes from his New Jersey spot to pull into One Jets Drive. I don't know. And it's going to get out. Somebody's going to say where he is. And it's going to be a conversation. And it will be a conversation next time he has microphones in front of his face. And this will be the first potentially contentious New York media moment for him. And, you know, like I said, will it matter when he's all warmed up and ready to go on the first Monday night of the season for the Jets in San Francisco? I'll say no to that. So if I say no to that, what I'm going to say that this means he's done as an NFL player after this year. If he gets hurt, that might happen.
I don't know. It just feels like it.
All right. I'll say that's an overreaction say what else you got.
All right. We talked about it with Brian Windhorst. How about this? Dan Hurley made the right move, turning down the Lakers.
I don't think that's an overreaction.
Made the right move.
If it's apples to apples in terms of the money or, you know,
equivalency of.
Right.
You know,
then closer to the Big Apple might have helped tip the scales. Again, I don't know if he said this because he didn't want to insult Kentucky fans when Kentucky came knocking at his door, apparently. Calipari got bounced. I gotta use the 21st century version of that. That him saying that his wife's from Jersey and she basically thought Rhode Island was too far. So Kentucky's out of the mix. That ain't happening. Then Los Angeles means something. And I'm not putting it at the feet of his wife there that this is why he made the decision. He probably feels the same way. And he's got to go to Los Angeles and the money's the same and he's going to move and pick up and figure out maybe the NBA's not right for him when he's out here 3,000 miles away. And it's just like he doesn't want to do it. For real. It took a long time for me as an East Coast guy to, you know, get used to being 3 hours behind. You know, You normally you want to talk to somebody after dinner. Yeah. It's 11 o'clock where you want to talk to somebody, and they're asleep. And then so you, I'll talk to you tomorrow. And they're at work when you wake up. And it ain't easy.
It's not easy.
And if that's how you want to stay in touch with your family,
it's tough.
So he made the right move turning down the Lakers. I know this is infused with that the Lakers aren't all that. No, that's the Celtic fan.
Those are your words,
no,
Rich.
No, I'm reading between those lines.
You said that, not me.
You are implying it, sir.
You said that.
But I think he did make the right move turning down the job. If that is, if he had any hitch in his giddy up, and, you know, Susie and I do this all the time, getting out that yellow legal pad and write down, you know, goods and bads and write down pros and cons. And if there's more pros than the cons, then here we go. Unless Susie really likes the cons, and it's just like, whatever you'd like.
Yes. Here's another thing, guys, that you didn't bring up, which kind of the money factor. I've got a friend named Danielle, is a real estate agent in Rhode Island. She's always posting videos of these incredible houses out there.
Yeah.
And you look at the prices on these houses and you go, all right, if that was in LA, you're looking at like a $4 million house. Yeah, where in Rhode Island, it's like $900. So
cost of living, I get it. Real estate and all of that stuff, TJ, I understand that. But the Lakers could make up for that sort of thing.
Sure.
Well, honestly, just
didn't seem like they were trying hard enough.
Knock over a trophy and maybe find something underneath it. What else, Chris? You got one more thing?
Let's see. One more thing. Oh, let's do this one then. Yankees Dodgers over the weekend World Series preview.
I don't think so. You can't push. I'll push back on that. You know, I have no idea if Soto's arm is going to hurt out of nowhere. And there's a team in Philadelphia that is dynamite and a team in Baltimore that is really freaking good, too. That might just want to spoil the party. So it looks good. It sounds good. The games were intense, with the exception for the back end of game two. And was a lot of fun. Great, great environment. But I'll push back and say that's an overreaction. Although I'll sign for it. I remember the 77 and 78 World Series. That's what got me loving the Yankees.
I think Fox would sign for
that. I remember that. The 81 World Series is difficult to remember. All right, let's take a break right here on the Rich Eisen Show. Kevin Millar is going to be joining us next. He's going to be talking a little bit of golf. And the co-host of Intentional Talk on MLB Network will join us next. Are you struggling to close deals? Business-to-business selling is tougher than ever, and that's why I want to tell you about LinkedIn Sales Navigator. LinkedIn Sales Navigator is a sales intelligence platform that helps professionals effectively prospect and engage high-value customers, drive higher revenue, and increase sales performance. Sales Navigator helps you target the right buyers, surface key signals such as job changes or which accounts you should prioritize, and shows you hidden allies so you could find those buyers that are most likely to convert. Fueled by LinkedIn's 1 billion member platform, Sales Navigator gives you the most up-to-date first-party data, enabling you to unlock conversations with the people that matter. Right now, you can try LinkedIn Sales Navigator and get a 60-day free trial at linkedin.com/direct. That is linkedin.com/direct for a 60-day free trial. Let LinkedIn Sales Navigator help you sell like a superstar today. Just go to linkedin.com/direct and get started. Man, the Hoops Finals are right around the corner. How cool would it be to go to one of those games? You might even be thinking that right now. And if you are, I've got the solution for you. Game Time makes getting finals tickets even faster and easier. Prices on the Game Time app actually go down the closer it gets to tip-off. You get killer last-minute deals, all-in prices, meaning no surprises on the final cost. Views from your seat, which means no surprises on your view of the court. The lowest price guarantees also there from Game Time, which takes the guesswork completely out of buying basketball tickets, certainly when it's the biggest event around for hoops, the finals. Take the guesswork straight out. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use my code RICH, and you get $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Visit GameTime.co for restrictions. Again, create an account and redeem my code RICH, and you get $20 off your first purchase. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. All right, this one popped in my Twitter timeline, so I'll bite. I'll put it on the screen. This popped up on my Twitter feed from Lou Turner is his name. He appears to be the meteorologist of Good Morning Jacksonville for First Coast News. For some reason, I don't know why, pole vaulting in a suit.
Oh.
There he is. And there we go. A little roll, and off he goes. And, yep, nice move. Nice dismount.
Amazing.
Is that his family back there? Don't know what it is. Not a very high bar, literally and figuratively, yep, but. Yep,
that's fine.
You know what? Go run another 40 in your suit.
I let him know if you want to see one more, pop it up there one more time. The only drawback to this, because obviously the moxie, the attempt, all of it is very well received here. As you could see, I don't know, you're going to have to figure out a whole, you know, belt situation or something like that. Like the
came untucked a little bit.
Yeah, the shirt came untucked.
Yeah, but yeah.
Let's see it one more time here. Yeah. If you just get the longer tails on the shirt or a better belt situation, I think we can do it. But look at this.
Now, do we want to upgrade Run Rich Run to a Jump Rich
Definitely
Jump?
Definitely not. At this point of my stage, or actually, you know what? Career. At this point of my athletic career, I think adding more events, not a good idea.
Like a rich decathlon
in a suit.
In a suit.
Eisenpalooza.
You know what I mean?
Eisenpalooza.
Yeah. So we could add it. Events.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Why not?
Okay. We can get medals and trophies.
Okay.
Back on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, I'm sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Michael Richards, who played Kramer on Seinfeld, his new book, Entrances and Exits. We'll talk about this and all of his career with him in studio. Hour number three, joining us right here on the Rich Eisen Show right now, co-host of Intentional Talk on MLB Network, and he will be part of the American Century Championship Tournament in Tahoe, the famed celebrity event at Edgewood Tahoe Golf Course coming up in mid-July. Kevin Millar back here on the program. How are you, Kevin? Good to see you.
Reggie, how you doing, brother?
What's going on in your mind? How's everything?
You know what? I'm trying to get this putting down, and I'm telling you right now, it drives me nuts. It drives me nuts. They talk about trying to putt with confidence, but you try to do it, and you got to need some results. So I don't know.
Okay. You're firing darts still, though, Kevin, right? I mean, like, what do you think?
It's funny because I was telling my buddy, like, he's not a great driver of the golf ball, right?
Yeah.
And I can drive the golf ball pretty good, like center cut, you know, just put it down there, let old man swing.
Yep.
But the putting, you have to get the ball in the hole, putts.
Yes.
And it's like when you three putt, it's like a chunk wedge, you know, but you're talking about 25 feet and then takes you three to get in there. You're like, can't do that. Not in Tahoe.
Well, I mean, you got a ton of, you know, ball players that are there too. I mean, where can you finish top five of ball players? What do you think, Kevin? Can you finish top five?
When I start, five would be tough. Top 10 is like a goal.
Okay.
I've been in the teens now. I think the highest maybe is 15th. So the one thing about this course, though, obviously up there near 7,000 feet in Edgewood, is that you got to start doing math. And I wasn't great in math. So when you're talking about 15% less, so now all of a sudden, you know, your 300-yard drive is a 285, but you're hitting numbers. Nine irons don't look at 170. You're usually at 145 to 50. But that's the biggest thing. It's just getting the ball in the hole. So to answer your question, top 10 I'm trying for.
How about this? Top position player. Can you do that? Ooh. Let's take the pitchers out of it. Let's take the pitchers out of it. Smoltz is out of it. All the, you know, all the big three from Atlanta. Let's take them out of it.
Mulder's out of it.
Mulder's
Derek Lowe's out of it.
Yes. What do you think?
So I think you're on something. I think that's the goal. Be the highest position player baseball wise.
That's right. Who else is a position player in the field?
Hey, I gotta say, I know A-Rod's gonna be his first appearance this year.
Okay, come on.
Pujols has got great game, by the way. Pujols is tough. He finished, I think, higher than me in this Dallas event in January, but he's really got great game. I'm like, for a big fella, hit a lot of home runs. He's got soft hands, so off the list.
Hey, does A-Rod have stick? Because A-Rod strikes me as a guy who just wants to ride the golf cart. You know what I mean?
Well, I'll tell you right now, he's been working on his game. It's a whole different ball game. Your first thing. But I'd probably say Alex is, 10.
Okay.
And, you know, when I tell guys, when you get done playing, learn to golf. We all start out high, and then you figure out how to get that ball in the hole. I'm still working on that part.
Kevin Millar here on the Rich Eisen Show. Let's start the ball talk with what my colleague Chris Brockman just threw in my direction on our overreaction segment, that the Dodgers-Yankees series we just witnessed last weekend is going to be the matchup in the World Series. What would you say to that?
Yeah, I think you have to figure out – I have to call Robbie Thompson with the Phillies and go, they won't like that with their three starters, Ranger Suarez being unbelievable. It's a very, very good call. That series is very, very good watching these teams. I think you're onto something. But the Phillies, if they stay healthy, that staff with Wheeler and Noah and Ranger Suarez, they are tough. They're scrappy. And then you obviously got Bryce Harper in the postseason.
Yeah. And so what about the American League? Do you think were the Orioles would be the ones to be raising their hand to crash the party? They're only one loss behind the Yankees right now.
They're a good ball club, and they're not fake good. They're not this young, you know, group. They are a team that plays very veteran-like because their young players are ball players, and you don't see a whole lot of antics. Brandon Hyde's done an unbelievable job of creating this makeup, and they got studs. So they're a team that's going to be right there all year. The Yankees have been unbelievable. I mean, with Soto in that lineup, it's amazing the length that you generate, and then you add to that with Judge, who didn't get a hit his first month and was getting booed at Yankee Stadium, to now looking like as close as I said yesterday to Barry Bonds. I mean, he is on breaking balls, fastballs, 97, hanging sliders, and it's not that easy, but it slows down for him when he is this hot. It's been remarkable to watch, and obviously his 24 home runs leading the big leagues and just a specimen. He really is a great hitter.
But, I mean, Soto is – truly remarkable. You know what it's like to have to perform when it's expected for you to perform in the Northeast. You know what that's like. You know what it's like when you're young and making all this cash and you're going to want a mint as well and you show up somewhere. The way that he came out of the gate, certainly when Judge was struggling and so was Stanton. So for him to be there in the two hole, And Volpe, obviously, sitting there at the top of the lineup after a great rookie season, I would say, a good rookie season to now a great second season right now. Him batting behind Volpe and in front of Judge, and then it sort of extends the lineup where Verdugo can hit fifth. I run out of superlatives to describe what he means for the Yankees.
Because you look at, they've been right-handed dominant, you know, in that stadium. If you can add some lefties, they went out and got Anthony Rizzo, and that filled a little bit of a gap. But now with Verdugo and Soto, the balance, and when they're healthy, LeMahieu's back now. I mean, they are a tough lineup. But we've never had a chance to see Stanton and Judge in this line this long, you know, and Soto, the addition. You see the length that you can bring to a couple lefties because now the matchups are tough, right? And now you got a ballpark, right field fence is, you know, 310, but Judge can go foul pole to foul pole. Stanton goes foul pole to foul pole, and they're monsters to pitch to. So they have, and let's talk about Benji Hill for a second. I was joking around saying, where does Gerrit Cole come back in this rotation? You know, as a joke, because Benji Hill, this guy was pitcher of the month last month, and it was almost unhittable till the other night. Mookie Betts got a double off him on a hanging breaking ball or fastball that he kind of left up, but the kid's been remarkable, and I love guys taking advantage of opportunities, and he's done a remarkable job to maintain in that rotation.
Well, you mentioned Rizzo. He just, I mean, I'm genuinely concerned that the narrative for him at the end of the day is going to be he was never the same after getting hit in the head on that freak moment where Fernando Tatis Jr. is going back to first base, and he's trying to tag him, and his head gets hit. He just doesn't strike me as the same player anymore, Kevin. He just doesn't.
Yeah, he's been a tick off. He still has power. He still has home run power. He's a guy that can get going. And maybe, you know, like this game, at times you have the first half, second half, you have this and that, and you find your way. But he's a veteran. He's going to give you a tough at bat. He plays great defense at first base. You know, and doesn't have to hit third for you. You can put him wherever you need to be, but I still like his presence in that lineup.
Kevin Millar here on the Rich Eisen Show. Do you got anything to say about Angel Hernandez retiring, Kevin?
I think it was a good time. I think it was a good time for Angel to get out. listen, it's not rocket science, right? We all have replay systems now. We have boxes. There was some stuff that was kind of wearing on players. And, you know, it's not as easy as people think. But the last 5 years, I think, when you were hearing about some stuff, Angel Hernandez seemed to be around that stuff. But, hell, he had a hell of a career, umpired a lot of games, and time is now.
Yeah. I mean, it just I was getting the sense that players just didn't respect him at all anymore. Is that something that you were sensing too, or you had something similar for another umpire when you were playing, Kevin?
It's funny because I had a chance to talk to all umpires at first base. They do the rotation. So
right. There's
an engagement there. Some guys don't like to engage. Boom, that's it. Some guys engage and, you know, you have conversation. I've never felt Angel Hernandez had this huge ego. I felt at times he was a bad umpire. I don't feel that. I just feel at times that the instincts, you know, started kind of dwindling. And you don't get to that level unless you're a great umpire. And maybe he was great, but it's just like players, right? You age and then you're not great anymore. There's bat speed that slows down or velocity on the fastball. So, listen, there's some great young umpires. This is about opportunity. And when you start seeing that change, I think the time for sure is now.
So, it's never been tougher to umpire. You talk about, you know, all the, you know, it's funny. My 10-year-old daughter came in to the room the other day and we were watching one of the Yankee Dodger broadcasts, and the broadcast was late in putting up that, you know, strike zone over the plate for the pitch. Mm-hmm. And she goes, "Where's the box?" is what she said. Like, we're now used to seeing, you know, the box. And I'm like, hold on a second, it's going to come right up. And then it did, which, you know, me as a dad, it makes me look great, you know, that I know what I'm talking about. And so, but that, we see that. There's umpire auditor, you know, Twitter accounts. There's all sorts of stuff that makes you see in the moment how off an umpire really is. But I'm just wondering, what do you get when you're talking to an umpire and seeing if he's going to engage? Like, What do you get from that?
Well, you, there's a way to ask, right? There's balls off the plate. And I played in the era when the Braves were getting that. You know, now we get a box and you're looking at a half an inch off the plate and you're going to get, that's a ball.
Yeah.
There's a different scene. So there's a way when they give away, is that as far as you're going to go? You're moving the dirt around. You can't give them both sides if you gave an inside corner off the plate or out. You know, so I think that the box should be gone. And I think that, you know, there's strikes, but this isn't a strike, you know. So I think the box kind of makes them get graded. They used to not get graded. We get graded as players. You know, you don't perform. You get sent down. I think the frustration back in our day was, you know, who is responsible to grade them? Or it's that two-strike call that's off the plate that they take the bat out of your hand. It's not the 0-1 pitch or the, you know, the 0-0 pitch, because you get three strikes. So you can talk, you can engage that way, but some don't, you know, that's a good pitch. Hey, wait, time out. First of all, that's not a good pitch. It's not a strike. So, you know, then it starts this defense mode. But at the end of the day, I just think we are too fine. It's like the guy that beats the throw and then you hold the glove on there and then his shoelace comes off and now he's out because we go to the replay. It sometimes gets a little ridiculous.
You'd like to remove the box from the broadcast, from television broadcast?
I think so. We get fixated on that box, right? It's kind of like going to watch a Cowboys game. You end up just staring at the big screen the whole game, right? And I think the box, sometimes you lose that feel because, you know, sometimes it crosses the plate and the catcher catches it off the plate, but it's a strike.
Yeah, that's interesting. All right, Kevin. So you're going to be out there Friday, July 12th through Sunday, July 14th on NBC, and the special coverage on Peacock and the Golf Channel. Peacock, you can see right here on Roku. You're going to peg it up. You don't know who you're paired with yet, right? You won't know that until you get there?
Usually the first round, we're with whoever you are, football, baseball, basketball. Then you get paired up where you kind of are in Stableford scoring. But it is a fun Augusta for us. In this moment, the greatest event out there. I mean, American Century does a great job. Edgewood, the golf course, NBC. It is remarkable.
Who's the most fun partner you've had in the years you've done this?
Brian Urlacher and I always got a bet going. We are like neck and neck. He's a tick better, but we grind. Mike Vrabel is one of my favorites. Just hilarious. And, you know, it's funny because we're not all good. We all think we are good when we're walking in there until you realize we stink. guys get mad. So Braves has got that linebacker mentality, but just a lot of good people you get a chance to meet that, you know, you wouldn't have known before these great events.
Kevin, thanks for the time, brother. Always enjoyed chatting ball with you.
I appreciate you, Rich. Thanks, bro.
You got everybody. Check him out on Intentional Talk on MLB Network and keep an eye out for Kevin for the American Century Championship Tournament.
How did we get in that event, Rich? I mean, come on.
I was in it once, and I was not great. And then they didn't invite me back. I have no idea if that's what it was.
That was a long time ago. Let's make some calls.
Yeah. I mean, I was low maintenance. You know, I replaced my divots. I was in a grouping with Derek Brooks and Jason Taylor.
I mean, we like
they weren't very
fun.
Good at it.
Yeah.
I wasn't very good at it, but I had fun.
I
was I was accessible, which is, as you know, it's my superpower, being accessible.
Great host.
Like I didn't bring my own caddy. I used one of the caddies there.
Oh, even better. Oh,
and it was great meeting this caddy. We had such a great time, and he told me that I was a more enjoyable loop than the previous year because that guy just absolutely complained nonstop about the caddies.
Reads and
misreads in his estimation. Oh, it really was just actually a bad golfer at it, and he really wasn't being very open with the people around him either, and so he was complimentary to me, and I said I would never ever reveal who that guy was, although his name is Lou Holtz. What is this on?
I was waiting for that.
So maybe that's why I'm not invited back, because I tell tales out of school. Is that
how
what
long
it
ago was that? It was like forever.
It's
ago.
Been a long time
yeah,
ago.
Like,
it's been away a long time.
Back in the
I don't shine shoes anymore. Speaking of which,
Billy Bats.
Hey,
it's the anniversary.
R.I.P. Billy Bats.
Today's the anniversary of
54 years ago today. Billy Bats went in to celebrate. The drinks were on the house.
They were on the house,
and
he couldn't let enough alone.
And then then he disappeared. After a nice meal was had
at 2 in the morning.
Yeah.
At 2 in the morning.
At Tommy.
A lot of pasta at
Tommy's
house. At Tommy's
house.
Yeah,
yeah.
And,
mm-hmm. Billy Bats today, R. 54 R. years R. ago.
Hey, Mom, I'll borrow this knife. I'll bring it back.
For the hoof. You got to get the hoof.
You know, the
famed painting. One dog goes one way, one dog goes the other way. And this guy says, what do you want from me?
What do you want from me?
One of the best scenes in all of Goodfellas.
And that was really Scorsese's mom, right?
Yeah, Happy Death, correct. Yeah. She was also in Mean Streets. Yeah. She was also in you could hear her voice in The King of Comedy. Yeah. I don't care what you play, just lower it. He's like, Ma, I can go down the Scorsese wormhole.
That Goodfellas scene was improv by his mother, too, by the way.
Why not? And yesterday was 17 years ago, the day that Tony Soprano went into a diner.
Went into a diner and Meadow couldn't parallel park.
And that's all we know.
That's all we know.
And everything else we just assume.
Onion rings, best in the city.
Mm-hmm.
Members only jackets all over the place.
Those are all truths. How about that?
Love it.
That I haven't been invited back to the American Century.
Yep.
That you're not shining shoes anymore.
But I was a more enjoyable loop than Lou Holtz. What else is also true? Billy Bats, 54 Bats, years ago today.
This is his last day on earth.
Says he insulted him a little bit,
a little bit.
The drinks were on the house.
The house,
and if it only stopped there. 17 years ago yesterday, Tony Soprano went into a diner in New Jersey. That's all we know what happened there.
Yep.
And one last truth, Francisco Lindor is not an Oakland Athletic. Yeah. And we'll talk about that next.
I was worried about that.
On this edition of the Rich Eisen Show. Don't go anywhere.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code POD to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code POD at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code POD.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered
$1 all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwood1, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwood1 now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwood1.
You see stuff that's on the walls here when you walk in. There's a Goodfellas poster that I've had for ever.
Really?
Yes.
Where'd you get it?
I got it at a charity auction.
Huh.
You've taken it off the wall.
Yeah, it's not my signature.
What do you mean it's not your signature?
This is not my signature, buddy.
Down there?
You got ripped off.
No, I did not.
You're kidding me. I don't do a frou-frou L like that. And so, I don't cross it.
So that is like not that. Yours, because it's signed by you, De Niro, and Pesci, and I spent at least four figures on this thing.
Get out of here.
Yes.
You're a sucker. I mean, I could sign it for real.
Yeah.
At least I could double it.
Do what you wish. Do you know if that's Pesci's? Do you know if that's Joe's?
No, that's him.
No, I know that's him.
I know.
You sure?
No, we'll take care of it later. Rafi.
Yeah. What do you got?
He's got an axe.
Are you serious?
Do you want the real?
Yeah, sure. But,
it's going to hurt the...
Okay.
Oh, no, it doesn't.
Oh, that's me. You smacked yourself.
I gave myself a heart attack. We'll do it later.
Okay.
It's not me.
Yeah, you just banged yourself. You just cracked the glass. So we can take it out. Smash the glass. I mean, you got that at this point.
No, it's not glass, though. It's not really glass.
It's like a plexi.
But we'll do it. We'll fix it.
Okay.
But you got ripped off.
Wow. Oh, my gosh.
How are you feeling now, Rich?
He's holding onto the axe.
All right, so ask me a question.
Oh, my gosh. You put the axe down. This is fantastic. I don't even know where to go with this because that has been one of my most prized possessions for some time. And you are the real McCoy saying that is not your signature.
Yeah, no, it's not.
There you go. I initialed it.
Yes, right for Gazy, and then we're done. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, everybody. Game time tickets. Get the mobile app right now. Download it and start buying tickets to anything in your area. Sports, music, comedy, theater. It's awesome. It's so great to just see the map of the theater, the map of the arena, the map of the stadium. And then you can choose the location of your seat. You can then see the view of the stage or the field or the court or the ice from your seat. And then you can actually see how much the ticket cost with all fees and everything all in. It's called all-in pricing. So there's no surprises when you check out. It's so quick. You can buy tickets in taps. If you're in the Metroplex area and you want to go to the basketball finals in game 3, check out Game Time. And by the way, you can wait as well because prices on the Game Time app actually go down the closer it gets to tip-off. Take the guesswork out of buying basketball finals tickets in particular with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, use our code RICH. You get $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Visit GameTime.co for restrictions. Again, create an account and redeem the code RICH and get $20 off your first purchase. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price, guaranteed. So I go to my Hellscape site, formerly known as Twitter, now X. And I see that blue dot over the envelope at the bottom, right? It means a direct message. I'm like, who's direct messaging me? Who's sliding into my DMs?
Hey, yo.
So I hit on it, and up pops this weird direct message to, hello, dear X user. It's a hello. And then dear X user. So the way it's written, I'm a very dear X user, right? It's not dear X user or hello X user. It's hello dear X user.
Hello.
That right away set off an alarm bell.
I understand.
Your account is currently under investigation for copyright violations. That's another one. Because the number of that set off an alarm bell. Because the number of times that I have see something that we do here just ripped and taken somewhere else on on this hellscape site? I've lost track. So wait a minute. I've violated a copyright, but so you're flagging me for going 25 in a 24 mile an hour zone. Is that what's happening right now? So to provide your feedback within the specified time, please complete the form below. Failure to respond within 24 hours will result in the suspension of your account. And I'm like, all right, suspend me, because the last thing I'm doing is help hitting the form colon at help.community-x-rules.com. Have a nice day.
Have a nice day. That's nice.
And they put a copyright symbol of X support team.
Very polite.
And
scammer.
I'm like, hello, dear X user. What the hell is that? So I actually hit on that site, and it's got like 50,000 followers. They're retweeting stuff from other X things, and there's like a cat video or whatever. And I'm like, I'm not hitting on any link. Don't know if any other of my colleagues hit the link, because we at Rich Eisen Show
got
the
it.
Same thing, right? Yeah, same direct message?
We got it too yesterday.
Was it also too, were we also hello dear X user as well at the same direct message?
Oh, you know what? I deleted it.
Oh, dude.
But I almost, I was going to respond.
Don't, oh my God, thank God you didn't, because.
I was going to be like, wait, what is this about?
My buddy Pat McEnroe got locked out of his account yesterday.
Yeah.
And Buster Olney got flat out hacked. Oh, I'm wondering if he got the same direct message.
Poor Buster.
And, you know, it just went on and on and on and on. And people are talking about it because it was, you know, it was funny, although not to him. It's fun, you know. I mean,
like I'm a clown, I amuse you.
Look at, you know, that somebody's like, the Mets are finalizing a deal for Francisco Lindor to the Oakland Athletics.
I
first saw this and I'm like, wait a minute, because it's a blue.
It took the hacker a minute to figure out he should be doing this.
Or she.
Yeah. It was like, they're trying to sell crypto, and then the guy was like,
Baltimore O's are recolocating to Vegas and Oakland A's will stay in Oakland.
This is a baseball account. I could really fool some people.
Season is canceled due to COVID. All right. And one last one that we saw. Shohei Ohtani's been banned for life. His trial's in August 28th. It's speculated he could get life in prison. Okay.
Life in prison.
Ooh. All right. And last one. I hate Mets. This one kind of got me.
Dang it. They got my burner.
But can you put up that? Was that the last one? I hate Mets. That's just 417. Can you put up the first one as well? The first one. Oh, these are not in chronological order. Okay, my bad.
I think the Ohtani one was the last one.
Was it? Well, whatever. This went on for hours. Is there, hey, X, the dear X people. Hello, dear X people, the real X people. Do you have anybody at home? I thought to myself, what if this happened to me? There's no, like, I don't know. I don't know who to contact. I don't know who to call. Used to have people. But since Elon took it over, we don't know. People in my world don't know. This is a guy who's got a million followers. He has got, I mean, and if you want to be a real site, you need to protect people like Buster Olney. When it's obvious that he has been hacked. It's obvious.
Obvious.
Everyone was talking about it. It trended.
Yeah.
So is that the real X's policy, is to let somebody get hacked and it's such an entertaining hack that it now trends? And his reputation is now in flames for some people because somebody got on direct messages and said, hello, dear X user. I guarantee you what we got to the Rich Eisen Show account, what I got personally, is exactly what Buster Olney got too. So, anybody home? Just wondering if there's anybody home. Or we're just going to be sending ships to space. That's all that matters, and making car batteries and boosting stock prices. Is that what it is? Just wondering. For a friend.
Name Buster.
Seriously. I hate Mets.
I hate Mets. I mean, that one's kind of funny.
I can't believe the first four words didn't give it away. Hello, dear X user.
Hello,
it sounds
dear.
Like somebody who's learning the English language here. On how to start a missive.
You asked where Del Tufo's been.
Oh,
maybe he's been busy.
Look at him. Dear X user. I'm sorry. I know I'm supposed to laugh at some of this stuff, but it, you know, there but for the grace of anybody hit this link. So.
Yeah.
What else is up, guys?
Nothing.
Michael Richards is about to walk in our studio.
Nice.
So we'll go down a nice little Seinfeld wormhole with him. This is new book, Entrances and Exits. Some fun pictures in here.
I bet.
Man. Gosh, I just remember when Seinfeld was on fire. Here's this picture of Newman. I think he's got his, I think it's his rice bowl.
I mean, the one.
There's that one with the where he called the broccoli an evil weed. Remember that?
Yes. What about when Kramer tried to do the run to Michigan for the 10 cents for the bottles?
Oh, my gosh. I told my kids the other day, when you control the mail, you control information. We're going to get Wayne Knight in here, too.
We could talk
Michael Jordan with him, too.
Jurassic Park.
Fantastic.
Hey guys, welcome to the Candy Valentino Show. I'm Candy Valentino. I was a founder before I could legally order a drink. And for more than 2.5 decades, I've built, scaled, acquired, and exited multiple businesses in diverse industries. Now my goal is to help you by sharing the knowledge that I've learned, the mistakes that I've made, and the wisdom that I've developed over my journey. Bi-weekly episodes every Monday and Thursday.
The Candy Valentino Show, wherever you listen.